Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're firing up the drill, metaphorically speaking, for a really important topic: how to grill for diabetic-friendly BBQ. We've gathered your sources, looked through the research, and our mission today is simple. Pull out those key nuggets, those game-changing tips to make your BBQs healthier, totally delicious, and inclusive, especially for anyone managing diabetes, and crucially, without losing any of the fun or flavor.
Absolutely, and it's so vital because, you know, a BBQ, it's a social thing, but for someone managing diabetes, it can feel, well, but daunting. Making smart choices there isn't just about that one meal. It really impacts things like heart health, keeping blood sugar stable long term, so knowing how to navigate it. That empowers you to actually enjoy these moments, you know, without the stress.
Okay, so let's dive right in. Foundation first. Smart protein choices and getting a handle on portions. Our sources really point towards lean options. We're talking chicken breast, turkey, those kinds of things. And what surprised me actually digging into this is the idea that you need fatty cuts for BBQ flavor. It's not necessarily true. With the right prep, things like boneless, skinless chicken breast or turkey tenderloins, they can be incredibly flavorful, maybe even more so sometimes.
Right, because they absorb marinade so well.
Exactly. Chicken breast cooks fast, soaks it all up. Ground turkey can make surprisingly juicy burgers too. And the big win, of course, is less saturated fat, better for cholesterol, better for heart health overall.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you get that essential protein for muscle mass and a steady metabolism.
And it goes beyond just counting calories, doesn't it? These choices support, well, a whole wellness approach. They help with blood sugar regulation indirectly. They contribute to feeling full, which helps to avoid overeating later. It's about setting your body up for success.
Precisely. So you've got your lean protein. Next up, portion control. Always tricky at a BBQ. The sources remind us, a standard serving of meat, about 3 ounces. Think a deck of cards size.
Which can look quite small on a big plate.
It really can. But the key isn't deprivation. It's about mindful eating, right? Really tasting it. And a neat trick mentioned was using smaller plates. It sort of tricks your brain, makes the portion seem bigger.
Yeah, that psychological aspect is interesting.
And maybe even pre-portioning meats before grilling takes the guesswork out. Then you can consciously pair it with high-fiber foods because fiber, well, we know it's crucial. It slows down how quickly glucose hits your bloodstream.
Speed bump effect, yeah. Keeps things much steadier.
Okay, moving on. Flavor. How do we get amazing flavor without undermining the health goals? Marinades and rubs are key. The focus has to be on sugar-free options.
Definitely. Avoid those sticky, sugary BBQ sauces, or at least use them very sparingly right at the end.
So think homemade. Olive oil, vinegar like balsamic fresh herbs, spices, minced garlic, rosemary, things like that.
Paprika, cumin, crushed garlic for rubs.
Mm-hmm.
You can get really creative.
The idea is loading up on herbs and spices, not sugars or high-carb ingredients.
And don't underestimate marinating time. Letting it sit for a few hours, or even better, overnight, that really lets the flavors sink in and helps tenderize leaner cuts, too.
Good point. Okay, let's talk sides. The supporting cast. They need to be just as healthy and delicious. First thought. Colorful grilled vegetables. Bell peppers, zucchini, asparagus. They look great. They taste great.
And they're low carb, packed with nutrients.
A little olive oil toss beforehand. That stops sticking and actually brings out their natural sweetness on the grill.
Mm-hmm. Then maybe some fresh thyme or basil. Simple.
And mixing colors isn't just pretty, right? It means you're getting a wider range of vitamins. Vitamin C from red peppers, fiber from zucchini.
Exactly. A real nutrient boost.
Then salads. Always a good counterpoint. Leafy greens are your base. Mm. Spinach, kale, arugula. But the dressing. That's the danger zone.
Oh, absolutely. So many hidden sugars and unhealthy fats in bottled dressings.
So simple vinaigrettes are best. Olive oil vinegar or lemon juice, maybe some mustard, herbs.
Keep it clean. And then load up the salad itself. Cherry tomatoes, cucumbers, radishes, maybe some grilled chicken strips or chickpeas for protein. Nuts and seeds, too.
Okay, what about something more substantial? Whole grains come into play here.
Yes, great for fiber and blood sugar regulation. Quinoa, brown rice, farro. They're complex carbs, so they provide sustained energy.
How would you serve them?
Well, cooked quinoa tossed with some of those grilled veggies is fantastic.
Mm.
Brown rice with grilled chicken, maybe a splash of low-sodium soy sauce. Farro's got that nice, chewy texture, great with just herbs and lemon.
Nice. And don't forget simple steamed greens.
Right. Spinach, kale, Swiss chard. Super low calorie, full of vitamins.
Just a quick steam, then maybe a drizzle of olive oil, lemon, garlic powder, maybe a tiny pinch of red pepper flakes.
Perfect. Easy and healthy.
And one more side idea, roasted root vegetables. Carrots, beets, sweet potatoes.
Nutrient dense, and importantly, generally lower on the glycemic index, meaning a slower blood sugar rise.
And roasting them brings out this amazing natural sweetness, doesn't it?
It really does. Just toss in olive oil, salt, pepper, roast till tender. Bonus, you can often make these ahead.
Great tip. Okay, drinks, thirst quenchers that support the goals, water, obviously number one.
Can't beat it.
But maybe make it more appealing. Infuse it with cucumber, lemon, berries. Easy upgrade.
Good idea. Unsweetened iced tea is another solid choice. Green, black, herbal. Add lemon or mint.
Or get creative with sugar-free mocktails. Sparkling water, muddled fruit, herbs. Looks festive, tastes refreshing.
The big thing is avoiding those sugary sodas and energy drinks. They're just sugar bombs, really.
Total blood sugar spike culprits.
Exactly, which leads to the alcohol question.
Yeah.
If you're serving it, what's the approach?
Right. Low-calorie options exist, like diet sodas.
Yeah.
But you have to watch the artificial sweetener sometimes.
Mm-hmm. And if alcohol is on the menu, moderation is absolutely key. Alcohol can affect blood sugar in complex ways. Mm-hmm. Generally, lighter beers or dry wines tend to be lower in carbs, but stick to standard drink sizes.
What are those again?
About 12 ounces for beer, 5 ounces for wine, 1.5 ounces for spirits. And really encourage water alongside any alcohol. Hydration is crucial. Plus, always have appealing non-alcoholic options readily available.
Makes sense. Okay, let's get technical. Grilling mastery. The techniques matter for health and flavor. Direct versus indirect heat. That's fundamental.
Yeah, direct heat right over the flames is for quick cooking. Burgers, thinner chicken breast. Good for searing.
It's too much charring. That's where we get into HCAs and PAHs, right? Those potentially harmful compounds.
Exactly. Heterocyclic amines and polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons. They form when meat, especially muscle meat, is cooked at very high temps and gets charred. Studies suggest a link to increased risk for certain cancers, so minimizing that char is actually a health move, not just about taste.
Fascinating. So indirect heat away from the flames is better for larger cuts. Or things that need longer cooking.
Right, like a whole chicken or brisket or even vegetables sometimes. Oh. It cooks more evenly, like roasting, without burning the outside.
So maybe a combination is best. Sear over direct heat, then move to indirect to finish cooking through.
Often, yes. That gives you the best of both worlds. Flavor from the sear, thorough cooking, less risk of burning or forming those compounds.
And temperature control is vital. Aim for consistency.
Yeah, that 350 degrees R to 450 degrees R range is a good target for most things. A reliable grill thermometer is your best friend here. Don't guess.
And internal temps. Still 165 degrees R per degrees R for chicken.
Yep, 165 degrees R for poultry. And at least 145 degrees R for red meats, depending on desired doneness, of course.
Setting up a two-zone fire hot side, cooler side seems really useful for this.
Incredibly versatile. Gives you much more control.
So, bottom line, avoid that heavy char. Clean grill helps. Flipping often helps.
Using those low-sugar marinades can even act as a bit of a barrier. And again, use that meat thermometer. Don't just rely on timing.
And we circle back to marinades and seasoning. Flavor, tenderness.
Acid-based marinades, vinegar, citrus with herbs and spices are great. Lemon and rosemary on chicken. Classic for a reason.
And simple rubs. Paprika, garlic powder, black pepper. Adds depth without sugar or salt overload.
And remember that overnight marinating for deep flavor really makes a difference.
Okay, the grand finale, dessert. Can you have a sweet treat at a diabetic-friendly BBQ? Our sources say yes. And grilling fruit is a brilliant trick. Peaches, pineapple, even watermelon.
Grilling caramelizes their natural sugars, right? Intensifies the sweetness without adding any.
Exactly. Wow. Grilled peaches, cut side down, get lovely and caramelized. Serve with Greek yogurt, maybe?
Sounds delicious. Grilled pineapple's always a winner, too. Tropical vibes.
And grilled watermelon. It sounds weird, but warm and juicy with a squeeze of lime. Surprisingly good. Plus, you get antioxidants and vitamins.
That's a great way to handle dessert. But it brings up the portion size question again. Even with fruit, how do you manage that?
You're right. Even healthy needs mindfulness. Portion control is still king. But there are other options too. Sugar-free ice creams or yogurts using stevia or erythritol are much more common now.
Greek yogurt parfaits with berries and nuts. A classic healthy dessert.
And baking. You can make things like sugar-free cheesecake or brownies using almond flour and those natural sweeteners.
Dark chocolate, too. 70% cocoa or higher in moderation. Good source of antioxidants.
Oh, and chia seed pudding. Made with unsweetened almond milk and vanilla. Creamy and satisfying.
Lots of possibilities. And those natural sweeteners like stevia and monk fruit, zero calories, much sweeter than sugar.
Yeah, use them sparingly is the key. A little goes a long way.
And back to portions, maybe aim for bite-sized treats, mini servings, individual ramekins.
Good strategies. Balance enjoyment with awareness. Okay, wrapping up. Let's look beyond the grill itself, sustaining health, building community. One thing highlighted was regular blood sugar checks before and after meals.
That's so powerful. It gives you direct feedback on how your body reacts to specific foods. Lets you make informed tweaks next time. Real empowerment.
It really is, and it connects to a bigger picture, doesn't it? This isn't just about one BBQ.
Not at all. It's about building sustainable habits, reducing food-related stress, creating a supportive environment where healthy choices feel natural. It's about long-term wellness and enjoying life more fully.
Love that perspective. Another interesting tip, gather feedback from guests, especially those with dietary needs.
Makes people feel heard and helps you improve for next time. Doesn't have to be formal.
And keep learning. Cookbooks, blogs, classes, online groups. Stay curious, keep experimenting. That's your superpower.
Definitely.
And finally, can't forget regular health checkups. Talk to your doctor or healthcare provider about your diet, your grilling habits. Get that personalized advice.
Essential for monitoring the big picture, blood sugar, cholesterol, everything.
So, to sum up this deep dive, a diabetic-friendly BBQ. It might seem like a challenge, but as we've seen, it can actually be incredibly delicious, satisfying, and inclusive for everyone. Smart choices in meats, marinades, sides, drinks, desserts, grilling techniques, they all add up. So as you plan your next BBQ, think about this. What one small, mindful change could you make? How could that transform the meal, the whole experience, making health and amazing flavor go hand in hand? What single tweak will you embrace first to make your next gathering a worry-free, flavor-packed success?